serious business of the church here? What are you doing coming in here with a kid's wagon full of nails?
This is serious business here. Each one of these nails symbolize over 100,000 people that sleep on the streets of the county of Los Angeles every night. This is what these nails symbolize.
That's some serious business.
Yeah. I think I'll tell them a little about it. Maybe I can use this one right here. Did you know that in the county of Los Angeles, at any given time, there are between 80,000 and 100,000 people just living on the streets? And that includes women, children, the elderly, and many of our veterans who have served their country. Welcome to Skid Row. Central City East, a recovery zone, the center point of the homeless population in the county of Los Angeles. And don't think the homeless problem is just a Skid Row problem. They are homeless all over the county of Los Angeles. Now, you don't see the nails that's embedded throughout the foundations and framework of the house. It's the same with the homeless that you don't see or hear about on the news. They escape your homeless count. Now, these are the invisible homeless, the ones who live in their car or crash over to a friend's pad. And sometimes they get sick and end up in the emergency room. And after a short stay without insurance, sometimes they get dumped on Skid Row. Now, they dump us down here all the time on Skid Row. They dump us from prison. They dump us from the community, beat down by life, looking for the American dream that became a nightmare. They dump us from other cities, looking for Hollywood and trying to be in anybody's show. But reality kicks in. And you end up on Skid Row. My name is Wisehead, and I'm a nail head. Now, just like a nail, I've been hit on, bent but not broken, and put in all kind of dark and tight spaces. Just like the homeless, I symbolize the homeless population. Foxes, birds, cats, and dogs, even they got a pad. That's what make me mad. Dreams turn into nightmares. Junkies tripping off the view. A view from 1 to 4. One life-giving creative spirit. In other words, we in this together. 2, duality. The dual nature of human beings. 2 kind of people in the recovery zone. Those that need to be here with their support services, the others just passing through. 3, the 3 modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. The 3 major religions to spearhead the effort and form the 4 points of the compass. Universality, make it universal. I'm a nail head, strong as steel. The glue that holds things together. The foundation on which you stand. I'm a nail head and I'm homeless in my mind. Standing in place and marking time. An endless journey going nowhere. Riding on a train, going in circles. In the language of dreams, things are never what they seem. Are you one of a kind tripping off the view? Because you're homeless in your mind. Standing in place and marking time. Homeless in the city of angels. Angels without mercy, it seems. You care more about your animals than your fellow human beings. At one time, the cats and dogs lived in the streets. And the boxes in alleyways was their home. Now they have flipped the script. The cats and dogs live in the houses, and the people live in the boxes and alleyways. How did that happen? Do you think it's right for the animals to live in the houses and the people to live in the streets? Thank you very much. Yeah. now, Ms. Early and Anthony is going to tell you about the hygiene kits that we tried to collect and pass out to the homeless in the downtown Skid Row area. And then Dr. Susan Stouffer is going to talk about the group that we belong to, the Compassionate Response to Homelessness and Poverty.
Thank you so very much. The homeless in the downtown Los Angeles area is usually fed by the missions in that area. So when people come down, they want to help the homeless, but what they really need are hygiene kits, and in those hygiene kits, we really need you to put a pair of socks. Thank you.
Just wanted to quickly say, we formed our Compassionate Response Group because, like probably all of you, if not most of you out here, our church was working on homeless issues, but each of us in our individual churches aren't going to fix the problem because it's too big and it's systemic. And the only way we're going to fix it is when we all come together and work on it as a big picture issue. And that was part of our idea of coming together and collecting these nails, so that we could say, you know, this is our commitment to house all the people in our city and our county who are homeless. And we have over 74,000 of them, which are going to Habitat, and maybe they'll even end up in the three houses that the Presbyterian's building now. They come from people all across the city who want to house the homeless people. But you're going to be hearing more about ways to do that, including Home for Good, which is a citywide plan. So keep tuned, listen for a bit, and we'll figure out how to do this together, all of us. Thank you.
Excellent.
John Calvin stated that a great error has persisted.